Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Words are just the world to me, and that's why I'm so thrilled to host this show for you every single Tuesday evening. I believe that every song is a story. Tonight, we have The Double Jumps. The Double Jumps are a three-piece band from New Zealand. They have a unique and catchy sound, and they've recently made a name for themselves by releasing three singles and accompanying music videos. The band's been performing extensively throughout New Zealand and are hoping to expand their audience even further.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, everyone. How are you guys doing?
Hey, thanks for having us.
Right?
Yep, yes. That's right.
Awesome. Can you guys just tell the audience who you are and what you play?
My name's Caleb. I play guitar and I sing in The Double Jumps.
And I'm Olivia and I play the bass and sing too.
How'd you guys figure out that you wanted to do this crazy thing together?
We've all sort of known each other since high school, so for about 10 years, and have sort of played in different projects together. Liv and I are in love with each other, so that makes it easy.
Okay.
Yeah, it just sort of happened.
Okay, and how did you guys start playing the bass? How old were you guys?
Liv, when did you start?
Well, this is the first time I've played bass. I started learning last year when this happened, this project. But I've been singing since I was young, so that, yeah, made it easy, I suppose, in some ways. But Caleb's basically just taught me.
Okay. And Caleb, how'd you start playing the guitar?
My dad plays guitar, so I've been playing since I was a kid.
As opposed to, you know, four piece, five piece, how did you guys figure that out?
We used to be in a band that had like 20 people in it, and it was too hard to manage that, so we decided to strip it back to three.
Okay, that's fair enough. What was the first tune you ever learned, Caleb?
the first tune I ever learned? I think the first thing I ever learned how to play was the riff to Thunderstruck by AC/DC.
Okay.
Like, not very well, but my dad showed me how to play it.
The first thing you ever learned to sing?
What was the first thing? I don't know. I honestly don't remember. I feel like I've been singing, like, my mum and my nana both have said that I was, like, singing songs when I was, like, three, like, remembering all the words and stuff, so I don't know. Can't remember.
Are there any famous musicians that you guys admire or respect or try to mimic?
We like a lot of 60s music, so probably just, like, the Beatles and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
We recently just got back from a trip to the South Island, which is sort of a bit of a bucket list thing for a lot of bands in New Zealand. So we did a bit of a road trip and did some camping and played some music down there and stuff like that. So probably that for me.
Yeah, I'd say the same.
Is it a collaborative effort? Is it just one person? How does that work?
Just Caleb.
Yeah, I mainly write the songs and bring them to the others.
Do you start with a melody, drum groove in the background? How do you get going?
I just sort of get a guitar and sit down and I get my phone out and hit record on it. and just record little scraps of ideas of melodies and chords. And then I tend to go for a walk and listen to the recordings. And the ones that I still like a week later, I'll flesh out a bit further, write some proper lyrics, and then just bring it to the others and we'll play it as a band.
You guys keep tweaking it and you do live shows and then depending on the feedback, tweak it some more?
A little bit, but mostly it comes from, like, I'll write the song and then we'll record it, we'll make a recording of it, and then sometimes it'll change a little bit, but mostly it's what we get down in that recording.
Compared to other bands out there.
I'm a little bit biased, but probably we've got really good songs.
Think there's anything else other than the songs that makes you guys unique?
Liv?
I don't know. I guess maybe like just like our look.
Our look.
Going for?
Not really. It's just kind of like what's kind of happened, like us three as people together.
Like wondering what you guys look like. So you got to describe yourselves to the fans out there.
Wow. Okay.
Handsome, beautiful. Some people think that we look a bit retro. I don't know about that, but I think I can see why they'd say that. But
yeah,
I think people think we look a bit retro. Like when we play gigs, people say that we look like we're from the 70s.
I suppose it's just our style. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something.
No, we've not really been out of New Zealand.
No, we haven't. Not yet.
You gonna go around the world?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
You touched on this with your look, right? But how important is image to a band? You think it's important?
More important than people think, but it's not more important than the songs. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It's the makings of a good band or good songs. Because if you don't have the songs, there's no point.
A brand, your image, it's got to be something, but it really does all start and end with the song. I think that really is the most important thing to longevity. Right, you can have a hit, but if you want to have a long career, it's got to be about the songs.
Yeah, I've never heard a good band that didn't have good songs.
What do you guys have going on for the fans in the next couple of months? Any surprises, any new songs, anything?
Yeah, we have a new song coming out that we haven't really said anything about yet. We're just working on the recording, but yeah, we have a new song and music video coming out. The music video is sort of like a montage of footage from our tour that we recently did. Bit of a behind the scenes sort of candid kind of video.
Okay.
And we're just working towards an album. We've pretty much finished it, but we're just sort of tying up the loose ends. So that'll be out soon.
How many songs are going to be in your album?
Is it nine?
9 or 10.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't because we're not even sure what it is.
A symbolic number, like, you know, 11's your lucky number or something, or how do you guys figure that out?
It was just so that we had enough songs to like play a gig with, basically. Yeah. And so those are the songs.
Yeah. Basically.
Advice to people listening on touring and playing live shows.
I feel like you have to have a lot of patience and grace for your band members. Just like hard traveling with people, you know? But yeah.
That, how challenging is that sometimes?
I feel like we've had pretty good experiences really with venues and stuff, but I guess it's just kind of like, open communication, with those people and just trying to gauge like what the vibe is of the place. And yeah, I don't know.
Watch things together as a band? Is there like a TV series you guys are binging on or not really?
Not really, no.
Liv and I watch stuff together, yeah. You know, in a boyfriend-girlfriend kind of way. yeah, I can't really think of anything off the top of my head. I'm trying to think. What have we watched?
Not much lately, yeah.
We just sort of like go on YouTube binges and stuff like that.
Yeah.
we haven't really watched anything decent for a while.
No.
Do you want us to take from it?
That's to say, it's quite a bit heavier than what we usually do. And it's a little bit angry. It has a sweet chorus. You know, it's still quite melodic and stuff, but yeah, it's a bit more punk rock than we usually sort of go for.
What is it about?
There is kind of. I feel like I'll get cancelled if I talk about it though. it's a thinly veiled kind of. I think if you can get the meaning, you can get the meaning. But yeah, like I said, I'll probably get cancelled if I say it. Yeah, awesome.
Cool.
RC, check it out. Interesting, and I think people will interpret that as they may.
I think the same. Thanks for sharing it with everybody.
Yeah.
About where people can buy your stuff, stream it, what platforms or social media channels are you guys most present on?
I suppose YouTube for the videos.
Yeah.
Spotify. Those are two main.
Yeah. You can hit us up on Instagram if you want to have a chat with us. Yeah. We're always down to talk.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about...
Oh.
What's your first job, Liv?
I think I cleaned for my first job.
Oh, yeah.
Cleaned like a clinic. Yeah, I feel like that was my first job. Just something boring.
Boring. I've learned that the hard way.
Totally.
Yeah. How about you?
My first job was, I think that was my first job. I worked at a place called the Tucker Truck, which is just a food truck that would go around and deliver bakery food to people working. And I was the coin boy. Mm-hmm. Hidden superpower.
You do.
Do I? What is it?
Just like knowing stuff's gonna happen.
Oh yeah. I'm a bit of a psychic.
Yeah.
But I don't really mean to be, so the accidental.
It's not really hidden either. But I guess to some people.
Yeah. You've got a superpower too.
What?
Like,
photographic memory.
Oh, yeah, okay, we'll go with that. I can also turn invisible. That's the other thing. I can fly as well. Coolest gig. What do you reckon, Liv? What's your favorite?
I reckon our first gig was pretty cool.
Yeah, our first gig was great. Our first ever gig was our own headline show in our hometown, and heaps of people came, and we sold out, and so I think we were quite proud of that.
Yeah.
Venue that you guys do, are you talking about like thousands, hundreds? How big are the venues that you're doing?
Like 100, like a bit over 100, like 100, 200 kind of thing.
Pretty big size.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. What would be the happy ending at the end of the year?
Maybe we actually would have superpowers. I don't know, just you know, live in a castle and that kind of stuff. Be really rich and all powerful, stuff like that. Yeah, exactly.
Would you still be in New Zealand, or would you live in LA or something like that?
Well, we've been talking about moving overseas anyway, so I think probably we'd be overseas somewhere. I'm not sure where, though. Sing. No, we don't really do that as much as we should. We should practice more.
I make jewellery. That's kind of my main thing that I do.
Did you say jewellery? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
What do you do with jewelry?
I mostly make rings at the moment, with gemstones set in them. But I make like the wax models and send them away to get cast, and then kind of finish them off.
Wow, that's cool. For it, or are you actually making the jewelry itself?
I make the wax object, so like a wax ring, and then you send that object away and it gets cast, and then it comes back and you kind of just finish it off. But I've made other things, like I've started to do sand casting, and so that's like you make the mold and then you pour the hot metal into the cast. Yeah, that's been fun. Yeah,
that's pretty cool. All right, so I think the last question I got for you, what is the weirdest thing you guys have eaten?
Liv eats weird things all the time.
I eat raw beef liver.
That sounds appetizing.
Purely for the nutrition. Okay. I swallow it whole.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. But...
Yucks me out, man.
How about you, man? Can we have anything?
Yeah, definitely. A surf and turf milkshake. It's a bit of a go-to.
Oh, whatever.
Curry ice cream, that kind
All
of thing.
right. All right. That's cool, man. I want to thank you guys so much for being on the show tonight. That was very informative and interesting. And are you guys considered down under? Is New Zealand part of when you say like that part of the world, or not really? Is that just Australia?
I think where you're coming from, probably, but I think to us, down under is Australia.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Yeah,
Thanks for
thank you
having
very much.
us.
You're a great interviewer.
Oh, thank you. I hope, and thank you to the fans for listening to the three of us share some of these weird stories. We hope your own unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorantos, and please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. Have a great night, everyone. I love you guys.
We've always been the best of friends. Known each other since we were 10. Like an old pair of bookends, we'll be in sync till the end. But I want more than the friend zone we live in. I do. Can't go home again alone, please. Giving peace to, please do. Thoughts cross both of our minds. Probably a few hundred million times. It's time to take the leap. Won't you take the leap with me? Cross that line. Long's the road and short is the night. And I know this is the one fight. Not giving up cause it feels right. So walk with me into the light. But I want more than the friend zone we live it. I do. Can't go home again alone, please. Give it, please do. Thoughts cross both of our minds. Probably a few hundred million times. It's time to take the leap. Won't you take the leap with me? Come on, cross that line. Both of our minds.
I know it has.
Probably a few hundred million times.
Yes, I know it has.
It's time to take the leap. Won't you take the leap with me?
Come on.
Cross that line.
You know you want to.
I want you to, and I want to.
Thank you for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.